A Bristol Bay Area Power Utility Cooperative is looking at the possibility of hydroelectric generation from local lakes. Consultants are at work on engineering tests for the potential hydro projects. Mike Mason of member station KDLG reports the projects could make the utility less dependent on diesel, but would likely not drop the rates much.
For the past few years, the Neuchigan Cooperative has been exploring its options for developing a couple of identified hydroelectric projects within the Wood-Tikchik State Park. Tuesday night, the cooperative held a public meeting in Dillingham to provide an update on the status of the Grant Lake and Lake Elva projects. The proposal unveiled at Tuesday night's meeting was to develop a project at Grant Lake utilizing what is called a lake tap. That basically involves tunneling underneath the lake and running water through a turbine that would be placed some distance away from the lake. It's anticipated that the Grant Lake project would have the ability to produce about 2 megawatts of electricity, which would displace about 500,000 gallons of diesel fuel per year. The lead consultant hired by the cooperative is Mike Pruitt, who specializes in hydroelectric licensing and water resource planning. Pruitt says there are still a lot of questions that need answered, including the feasibility of building a tunnel under Grant Lake.
But if you can get a tunnel, it's amazing how easy that's become. All the projects I'm working on in Southeast are working on tunnels these days. But you got to have good rock, and you won't know if you have good rock until you do a geotechnical drilling study.
Grant Lake is located on the east side of the Wood River Lake system, and it flows into the Grant River, which in turn flows into Lake Kulik. The other small hydro project outlined Tuesday night is at a very small lake on the western side of the Wood River Lake system. Lake Elva flows into Elva Creek, which flows into Lake Nerka. The option outlined Tuesday night is a run-of-river project at Lake Elva that could potentially displace about 100,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year. Neuchigan Cooperative CEO Mike Megley says the Grant Lake and Lake Elva hydroelectric projects likely would not reduce the cost of electricity in the Dillingham area.
I think at best it's going to stabilize the fuel cost, and if we can have the same fuel costs going forward for the next 30 years or 50 years, that's the benefit. It's with the cost of the transmission, of course this is all preliminary and there's a lot of other changes, but it doesn't look like it's going to reduce the KW rate that we have today.
The total cost of the two hydroelectric projects is not yet determined with any certainty, but it was reported at Tuesday night's meeting that the total cost would be somewhere about $100 million. The current timeline laid out for the Grant Lake and Lake Elva projects calls for field studies to continue into 2012, with engineering feasibility and design for the projects occurring next year as well. Pruitt says permitting could begin as soon as 2013, with construction actually occurring in 2015 or 2016 if there are no significant delays. All of that is dependent on funding for the project and a go-no-go decision. Currently, most of the studies and other expenses for the project are being paid for through a $4 million grant the co-op received several years ago from the Alaska Energy Authority. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.